It's time now for Lawrenceville Indians basketball action on WAKO. This game is brought to you by Wabash Valley Services, Cunningham Young Funeral Home,
Best Way Express,
Wabash General Hospital, People's State Bank, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, WTHI TV 10, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Citizens National Bank of Albion, the Lawrence County Health Department, Sippet and Sweet Tea, Larry Bogue's Pizza, Casey State Bank, and Leggett Lumber.
And now, Lawrenceville Indians basketball,
here on WAKO.
Hey, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Casey High School Gymnasium, the site tonight of Lawrenceville Lady Indian basketball, as the Lawrenceville Lady Indians take on the Newton Lady Eagles in Little Illini Conference Girls Basketball Tournament Consolation Play. Time now for the Best Way Express pregame show. Call 833-BEST-WAY to get the keys to a new career today. Well, the Lawrenceville Lady Indians back in action. After losing here on Saturday night in the quarterfinals, the Lady Indians lost to second-seeded Paris, 66-27. They will face the Newton Eagles. Newton lost on Saturday to the Marshall Lady Lions, 46-39, and they won by forfeit last night over the Red Hill Lady Salukis, as the Lady Salukis did not make the trip up here last night for the consolation game, so the Lady Eagles with a walkover, and they will take on the Lady Indians here tonight. These two teams have met earlier. As a matter of fact, earlier this month they met in Newton, and the Lady Indians lost a close game, 55-51. The Lady Eagles come in with a record of 12-8, and the Lady Indians come in with a record of 9-12. I'm Steve Anderson, Brett Hartman alongside. Brett, the Lady Indians trying to get back on the winning track here against this Newton Lady Eagle ball club. What do you think some of the keys to the game are?
Absolutely, our Best Way Express keys to the game. It's very simple, Steve. It's going to be Charlie Farrell for the Lawrenceville Indians tonight. What can she give on the offensive side of the court? She's pretty good on defense, but lately she's in a scoring slump. We've had two games in a row where she scored less than 10 points, less than 5 points at the half. So I want to see her come out here. Hopefully Tad Schick will run some plays for her, get her into the offense early, get her going. Let's see what the pressure can do for the Indians tonight, Steve.
Jaylee Akers, of course, did not have a good game the other night, but we anticipate her to have a better game tonight than the other night. And the Lady Indians need to get some points out of some other people as well if we're going to beat this Lady Eagle ball club tonight. This can't be a two-man show.
Absolutely, it can't. But luckily for the Indians tonight, they're facing a Newton team that is also very young. They have two starters that are seniors, but that's pretty much it for these Lady Eagles. A lot of sophomores, a couple freshmen sprinkled in there, and even only one junior.
All right, the winner here will meet either Casey or Robinson for the Consolation Championship tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock. Casey will play Robinson right after this contest. The championship semifinals tomorrow, or the championship game tomorrow, has Alney against Paris, and the third place game, Flora, against Marshall. It's the Lawrenceville Lady Indians and the Newton Lady Eagles here from the LIC Tournament Consolation Bracket Play. Back in a couple of minutes with the starting lineups and play-by-play. This is Lady Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Attention truck drivers and their families. Best Way Express is hiring Class A CDL drivers in your area. Best Way Express allows you to make your own schedule. You can run part-time or you can stay out 2 weeks at a time and earn premium pay. Unlike other companies, Best Way Express can actually get you home every weekend. Best Way Express has a free wellness clinic included in their full benefits package. Whether you've been on the road for 10 years or you're looking to get into a driving school, Best Way Express knows it's not the trucks that move freight, it's the people. Call 833-BESTWAY or go online to bestwayexpress.com.
Your favorites continue on Light 103 WAKO-FM Lawrenceville Vincennes, a DLC media radio station.
Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville invites you to experience for yourself why so many Sanders chiropractic patients feel dramatically better after only one visit. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Sanders. We are dedicated to helping you and your family members alleviate their aches and pains that life brings. After making our recommendations, we leave you in control of your health and allow you to choose how much care you receive. We're Sanders Family Chiropractic, your local family chiropractors, here for you, located on Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Are you the one that's always prepared, always thinking ahead? then you're probably the one who's done your homework and compared Citizens National Bank of Albion's zero to low fees to the other banks. There's a reason we're one of the fastest growing financial institutions in the area. We take a no fluff, no nonsense approach to banking. Come in and talk to one of our customer service professionals and go over your banking products and services and compare fees. You'll be glad you did.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back here on the Best Way Express pregame show, time now for the starting lineups for this contest. First of all, for the Newton Lady Eagles, coached by Brad Harris, they'll start 5'11 sophomore Brooke Jansen, number 3, also 5'7 sophomore Allison Harris, number 5. Abby Froning will be in the starting lineup. She is a senior, 5'9 senior, number 21. Taylor Smith in the starting lineup for the Lady Eagles. She is a 5'10 senior, number 22. And Claire Carr in the starting lineup, a 5'11 sophomore. So Jansen, Harris, Froning, Smith, and Carr for the Newton Lady Eagles, again with a record of 12-8. For the Lawrenceville Lady Indians, Charlie Farrell will be in the starting lineup, the 5'8 senior, number 3. Caitlin Higginbotham making a start tonight. She is a 5'5 freshman, number 10. Bailey Dining in the starting lineup, the 5'7 senior, number 11. Maisie Oregon in the starting lineup. She is a 5'7 junior, number 20. And Jaylee Akers in the starting lineup. She is a 5'10 sophomore, number 30. The Lady Indians shorthanded tonight. Aubrey Bedwell is sick and not with the ball club tonight. And Rebecca Ufasaledi is out with an injured knee. So Lady Indians without two players here tonight, including Aubrey Bedwell, normally a starter. Lady Indians are in the red visiting uniforms. Newton in the white uniforms with the blue numerals and the orange trim. Ready to go here. Jaylee Akers jumping it up against Claire Carr. And the tap is controlled by the Lady Eagles, going from my left to my right here as we view it from Casey. Looks like a zone here at the outset by the Lady Indians. They work at top of the key. There's a jumper off the mark taken by Jansen. Did it go through? It did go through. It bounced up and went through. So Jansen with the first basket of the game, and it's 2-0 Newton. Back out front. Here is Bailey Dining for the Lady Indians. Left side on the wing to Oregon. Maisie back out top of the key. Caitlin Higginbotham on the dribble. Right side of the lane to the baseline. Feeds it underneath. Back now to Higginbotham, out to Oregon. Right corner to Caitlin Higginbotham on the dribble. Looking down low, feeds it down low, but it's intercepted. Intercepted by Froning of Newton. Across the timeline they come. Brooke Jansen. Now top of the key to Allison Harris. Harris, a long jumper, is in and out, no good. Almost bounced through like that first shot. And the ball out of bounds. Last touched by a Lady Indian. It'll be Lady Eagle basketball underneath their own hoop. Just underway here, 6:56 to go in the opening quarter. Steve Anderson and Brett Hartman, Lady Indian basketball from the LIC Tournament Consolation Bracket play. Almost a steal by Jaylee Akers, reaching in there, knocking it away. But it's a Lady Eagle basketball right in front of the Indian bench. Lady Indian bench, head coach Tad Schick. Jody Cannon, assistant coach, down there on the sidelines. They feed it on the baseline to Taylor Smith. She loses the handle out of bounds, and it'll be Lady Indian basketball. Turnover on Newton. Again, the Lady Eagles with a record of 12-8. Lady Indians at 9-12. Some trapping pressure by the Lady Eagles. The Lady Indians have the ball knocked out of bounds. It'll be Lady Indian basketball at midcourt. 6:36 to go here in the first quarter. Sparse crowd on hand here for this opening consolation bracket semifinal. Next game we'll have Casey against Robinson. Here's a left side pass to Dining. Now top of the key. Oregon shot no good. And the rebound is brought down by Allison Harris of Newton. She'll bring it across the timeline herself. 2-0. Here, Lady Eagles driving down the lane is Abby Froning. And we have a reach-in foul charged on Jaylee Akers of the Lady Indians. Stops the clock with 6:12 to go here in the Opening period of play. And it comes top of the key to Abby Froning. Now left side on the wing to Jansen. Jansen against that zone. 1-3-1 zone. Right corner to Froning. Froning on the right baseline. Puts it up from there. Off no good. From about 10 feet. And Oregon the rebound for the Lady Indians. Across the timeline comes Bailey Dining. Dining at the top of the key. Reach in foul charge on Newton on Abby Froning. Stops the clock with 5:50 to go here in the opening period of play. 2-0 in favor of the Lady Eagles here in a low-scoring first quarter play. 5:47 to go in it. Akers on the right baseline to the baseline. And her shot up, no good. And the rebound is brought down by Taylor Smith of Newton. Across the timeline, left side to Allison Harris. Back out front between the circles to Jansen. Now left side to Harris again. Thought about the long jumper from there. Now dribbles toward the middle. Left corner to Froning. Her jumper off the side of the backboard. And rebounded by Jaylee Akers. But she has it tipped away from behind. And the Lady Eagles come up with a loose ball. 5:15 to go opening quarter. Still 2-0 Newton. A basket early on and nothing since. Back pass knocked away by Charlie Farrell of the Lady Indians out of bounds. It'll be Lady Eagle basketball.
Those are those active hands that we talked about in the pregame show, Steve.
They feed it down low, and the ball knocked away. Nice defense by Bailey Dining, and she knocked it away. Now Dining across the timeline, right side. Feeds it to the top of the key. Farrell saves it in to Dining, luckily. Now Bailey on the right baseline. Spins, goes to the hole. Shot up, no good. Rebound brought down by Froning of Newton. Across the timeline now comes Allison Harris. Down the lane she comes, lays it up, and it's out of bounds. It'll be Lady Eagle basketball underneath their own hoop. And we have a substitution, our first of the night. Renee Russell into the contest for the Newton Lady Eagles, number 40. She is a 5'11 sophomore. Back out front to Brooke Jansen off the inbound for the Lady Eagles, leading 2-0, 4:38 to go. Opening quarter of play. Long jumper is off the mark. And the rebound brought down by Farrell of the Lady Indians. Across the timeline, Bailey Dining. 4:25 to go, opening quarter, 2-0. Been that way for a while now in favor of the Lady Eagles. Here's Dining down the lane, lays it up with a left hand, off no good. And rebounded by Froning of Newton. Quickly up floor come the Lady Eagles. Brooke Jansen on the left side. Now back out front on the left wing to Froning, right side on the wing. Long jumper is off the mark, a three-point attempt by Allison Harris and rebounded by Farrell of the Lady Indians. Across the timeline, Caitlin Higginbotham feeds it now to Bailey Dining. Back to Higginbotham, left side on the wing. Farrell, a three-pointer, is in and out, no good. Long rebound run down in the corner by Claire Carr of Newton. Long down court pass, left side on the wing to Allison Harris. Now top of the key to Froning, underneath, shot up and in by Harris. Or Russell, I should say. That's Renee Russell into the game. With a basket. Now at the other end, shot up and in.
There we go. Jaylee Akers on the drive.
Jaylee Akers with the hoop. The first Lady Indian points of the night. And it's 4-2 Lady Eagles. 3:25 to go here in the opening period. Baseline drive. Shot up and no good by Froning. And the rebound brought down by Carr. Now a jumper up and in. Right side by Allison Harris. Harris with the basket. And now we have a foul charged against the Lady Indians on the inbound as the Lady Eagles came up with a steal and there was a foul. 6-2 Newton here, 3:09 to go in the first quarter of play, consolation bracket semifinal here at the LIC Girls Basketball Tournament. Free throw up and in by
Claire Carr.
That's Claire Carr, yeah, I couldn't see her number there, her long braids obscuring her number. Free throw on its way, rolls through again for Carr. And it's an 8-2 lead, 6-point lead. Some pressure put on, the Lady Indians break it, get it across the timeline, left side on the wing, Dining down the lane, lays it up and in. Bailey Dining, her first basket. And it is 8-4. 2:53 to go here in the opening quarter of play.
And Bailey Dining took the lid off of that basket. She had just missed two layups prior to that one.
Out front, Brooke Jansen feeding it right side. Three-pointer on the way by Harris is good. Harris, a three ball. And it's 11-4, a seven-point lead. Again, the pressure on the inbound by the Lady Eagles. Lady Indians throw across the floor, and it's intercepted. Intercepted by Allison Russell of the Lady Eagles. Now out front is Brooke Jansen. Branson feeding it underneath. The ball tipped away by Dining. Bailey, one on two, goes to the hole, throws it up there off glass, no good. Rebounded by Akers. Her shot is off the mark, no good. Fans hollering, Lady Indian fans, for a foul, but no call forthcoming. And the Lady Eagles move it at the offensive end, blocked away by Caitlin Hingabotham, recovered by Farrell. Nice play by Caitlin on the defensive end. Now here she is on the left baseline, bumped and fouled by Froning. And that'll stop the clock with a minute 52 to go here in the opening quarter. 11-4, Newton. The Indians will inbound. Maisie Organ triggering it in, trying to get it in and cannot. 5 second call. Good pressure defense by the Lady Eagles and a timeout wanted by head coach Tad Chick. It'll be a minute break. 1:52 to go here in the first quarter on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Newton 11 and Lawrenceville 4. This is Lady Indian basketball on Life 103 Sports.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work in school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2 phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
One to go. 1:41 to go here in the opening quarter of play. 11-4 in favor of the Newton Lady Eagles. They have the ball off the timeout. They feed it down low underneath and a shot up and in. Up and in by Claire Carr. Carr with the basket. And it's 13-4. Now the ball knocked out of bounds by the Lady Eagles near midcourt. It'll be Lady Indian basketball. A minute 20 to go here in the first period of play.
Sloppy play so far from the Tribe. Coach Schick needs to tighten up some of these passes. A lot of cross-court passes. Need to shorten those up.
Here's Jaylee Akers on the right side dribble. Back out between the circles to Dining. Now right side on the wing to Akers against the man-to-man of the Lady Eagles. 13-4. Lady Eagles on top here. Akers right side to Farrell. Now back top of the key. Oregon a long jumper off the mark. And the rebound brought down by Allison Harris. 59 seconds to go here in the opening quarter play. There's the ball out of bounds off the hands of Claire Carr. It'll be Lady Indian basketball. 55 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. 13-4, Newton. Maisie Organ will inbound against pressure. And it comes to Dining, back to Organ. Feeds it in the middle, and it's intercepted. Intercepted by Froning. There's a shot up and in by Abby Froning. As she scores her first basket of the night, and it's 15-4, 41 seconds to go. Lady Indians throw it away. Bounce pass intended for Farrell at her feet and out of bounds. It'll be Lady Eagle basketball as Jade Seitzinger checks into the game for the Lady Indians. Across the timeline comes Allison Harris, left side on the wing to Brooke Jansen. 29 seconds to go, opening quarter, 15-4. Here's a baseline drive. They feed it underneath, and the ball's intercepted by the Lady Indians, intercepted by Bailey Dining with 18 seconds to go. 15-4, I should say. 13 seconds to go, opening quarter. Top of the key, Akers looking for a screen from Seitzinger on the right wing. Now dribbles to the baseline. Her shot is up, no good, but she was hacked and fouled with 4.4 seconds to go in the opening quarter. 15-4, Newton. Jaylee Akers to the line for Lady Indian free throws.
Take your time.
Jaylee Akers, Lady Indian scorer on the year. Her free throw is on its way and good.
Jaylee Akers, the most consistent player for the Lady Tribe, especially on the scoring end.
4.4 seconds to go. Second free throw on its way. Good again. 15-6, 3 seconds to go. And a traveling violation on Allison Harris trying to hustle the ball up the floor with 1.3 seconds to go. And the Lady Indians will have it at midcourt. A chance maybe to get off a decent shot if they can get somebody open. Jade Seitzinger will be the inbounder, looking to get it in. Does, it's knocked out of bounds. 9/10 of a second now to go here in the opening quarter. 15-6, Newton. Seitzinger inbounding to Dining, does not get the shot off in time as the first quarter comes to a close. On the People's State Bank scoreboard here from the Little Illini Girls Tournament consolation bracket play, it is the Newton Lady Eagles 15, Lawrenceville Lady Indian 6. You're listening to Lady Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Great. Lost my debit card.
Just block it until you find it.
How do you do that?
With Shazam Bolts from People's State Bank. I block and unblock my card so no one else can use it. And I get alerts when my card is used for certain amounts or purchases.
That sounds awesome. What's it called?
Shazam Bolts at People's State Bank. And it's free. Plus, when I go out of town, I use it to find ATMs if I need cash.
I'm getting Shazam Bolts right now.
Visit psbnewton.com for more details to keep your funds protected with Shazam Bolts. People's State Bank, your community bank.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic Farouk. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bo's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Back here in Casey, Steve Anderson, Brett Hartman, Lawrenceville Lady Indian Basketball on Light 103. Lady Indians trailing 15-6. Let's see if they can ratchet up their play here in this second quarter. All Newton there at the outset. And they lead 15-6. Caitlin Higginbotham will inbound near midcourt. Looking to get it in. Does to Dining. Bailey on the right side dribble to the hole. And she has the ball knocked out of bounds by a Lady Eagle. It'll be Lady Indian basketball underneath their own hoop.
Bailey Dining's come out here very aggressive tonight, Steve. Now she's taken four shots. She's knocked one of them down, but she's driving to the hoop very well tonight.
Higginbotham inbounding in the corner, and it's intercepted. Intercepted by the Lady Eagles, intercepted by Allison Russell. She leaves it now out front for Abby Froning across the timeline, left side to Allison Harris in the left corner to Jansen. Cross court now, top of the key is Abby Stone, who's into the game. First time we've seen her here this evening. Now we have a 3-second violation against the Lady Eagles.
Abby Froning very active in the paint. She's moving back and forth, but she just stayed in the paint too long. Turnover on the Eagles.
And another substitution for head coach Brad Harris. Into Jaylee Akers, and she throws it away. Lady Indians very sloppy here, as you mentioned, Brett, here in this first half of play.
The defense of the Lady Eagles is getting to them. They've done a good job of putting a taller defender on the inbounder for the Tribe.
Lady Eagles inbound into Allison Harris. They feed it in the middle. The ball tipped away and tipped away to Akers, but she can't keep control of the loose ball. Brought across the timeline by Allison Harris in the middle of the free throw line. Now left side on the wing to Jansen. Jansen back out front. Now right side to Harris in the right corner to Stone. Down the lane. Here's a shot up and in. Up and in by Russell. Renee Russell off the bench has 4 points. And it is 17-6. Lady Eagles across the timeline. Bailey Dining feeds it left side to Higginbotham. Goes to the baseline. She throws it up there. No good, but was hacked and fouled on her way to the hoop.
A lot of contact tonight. They've let them play through it pretty much, but Abby Froning picking up another foul as Caitlin Higginbotham drew that body.
Lady Eagle substitution back into the game is Claire Carr for Brad Harris. Caitlin Higginbotham inbounding at the Lady Indian end of the floor. In it comes to Dining. Bailey on the dribble on the left wing. Now back out front, and the Lady Indians will set up a play. 6:45 to go, second quarter. 17-6 Newton. Higginbotham back out front to Dining. Right side on the wing. Now feeds it down low to Seitzinger on the baseline. Turns, has the shot blocked away. Gets her own rebound, puts it up. No good. Battle for the loose ball. And coming away with it, Jansen for Newton. 6:25 to go, second quarter. 17-6 Lady Eagles. 11-point lead. They feed it down low on the baseline to Russell. Now back on the left wing to Harris. Long jumper is an air ball. And Higginbotham with the loose ball for the Lady Indians across the timeline on the left side dribble. Back between the circles to Dining. Right side to Akers in the corner. Three-pointer on the way, no good. Seitzinger the rebound, throws it up there, no good. And she falls to the floor. Now Russell falls to the floor. And she had possession. And a quick timeout wanted by Brad Harris to save a traveling violation. 30-second break. On the People's State Bank scoreboard, 5:55 to go, second quarter. Newton 17, Lawrenceville 6. This is Lady Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
In the Wabash Valley, weather is everything. Whether it's just planning your day or helping you keep your family safe, we're preparing you with the most accurate and reliable local weather forecast. We watch it by the minute. We track it by the second. And when it's at its worst, we're at our best. Kevin Orbert, Eric Stidman, Chris Piper, and Brady Hart. Storm Team 10, leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. Storm Team 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Back here from KZ Westfield as the Indians trail the Eagles 17-6. I want to thank People's State Bank, Carl Richardson Memorial Hospital, and Larry Bob's Pizza for sponsoring this broadcast.
Lady Eagles with the ball, leading 17-6, 5:44 to go, second quarter. Top of the key is Abby Stone, right side on the wing. To Jansen now in the middle, a shot up and no good. Seitzinger with a rebound for the Lady Indians off the Claire Carr miss. Higginbotham across the timeline for Lawrenceville. Cross-court skip pass to Charlie Farrell. Farrell's been silent here in this opening half of play. Her drive on the left side has the ball knocked away out of bounds. And it'll be Lady Indian basketball underneath their own hoop with 5:22 to go here in the second quarter.
Bailey Dining's been able to penetrate this defense. I'd run a ball screen at the top of the key for her.
And it comes to Akers on the left side dribble. Looking in the middle, nothing happening there. Now feeds it back out front to Dining. And she'll set up a play between the circle dribble. 17-6 Newton, 5:10 to go, second quarter. Consolation bracket play of the LIC tournament. Higginbotham left baseline, right baseline actually. Now back out for Farrell, a three, and she got it. Charlie Farrell with the Lady Indians' first three of the night. And it's 17-9, Newton, 4:52 to go, second quarter, here in Casey. They feed it in the middle, the ball knocked away, but recovered out front by Allison Harris. Farrell got a face full of basketball there. Now a reach in, a tie-up by Higginbotham. She tied up Brooke Jansen out front. Possession arrow in favor of the Lady Eagles, and they'll inbound underneath their own hoop.
Possible that that ball to the face might wake him up.
And it comes to Stone, feeds it in the middle now to Jansen. Jansen triple team, back out for a three-pointer off the mark by Harris, rebounded by Dining. Bailey quickly up floor, left side on the wing. Here is a shot up and in by the Lady Indians, Charlie Farrell. Farrell with a basket, and it's now 17-7. Down to six. 4:15 to go, second quarter, here at the LIC Girls Basketball Tournament. Newton working against the Lady Indian zone, double-teamed, back out front. Now they go left side on the wing to Carr, and we have a reach-in foul charged on the Lady Indians.
That's two quick fouls on Jaylee Akers. We've got 3:59 left to go here in the first half. May see her take a seat. No one up on the bench yet so far. Can't afford to lose her, though.
Lady Eagles, Eliza Bierman into the game for Brad Harris. Top of the key. Here is Stone feeding it underneath. Shot up by Russell. No good, but tipped up and in by Claire Carr. Carr with a basket. She's got six, and it's 19-11. And now they carrying the ball. Oh, offensive foul. They charge on the Lady Indians. Offensive foul. They say that Bailey Dining threw the elbow, trying to clear a little space near midcourt.
And that's what happens when you dribble yourself into a corner against a trapping defense.
Lady Eagles with the ball now. And Abby Stone, right side. Now they work it to the right side to Brooke Jansen. Left side, here's a jumper off the mark by Eliza Bierman, but she's called for a travel. That turns it over to the Lady Indians with 3:24 to go here in the second quarter, 19-11 in favor of the Lady Eagles. And we have a timeout on the floor. 30-second break, 3:24 to go, second quarter, 19-11 Newton. This is Lawrenceville Lady Indian basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Attention truck drivers. Hi, this is Brett from Light 103 Sports. I wanted to tell you guys about Best Way Express in Vincennes. If you're a truck driver or know a truck driver, listen up. Want to be home every weekend? Best Way can do that. Want to be home every day? Best Way can do that. Looking for something part-time? Best Way can do that. Don't have your CDL but looking to start a career? Best Way has an awesome driving school and they'll pay you to attend. Join a company that knows it's not the trucks that move freight, it's the people. Call 833-BESTWAY or go online to bestwayexpress.com.
Back here from KZ Westfield, I want to thank Citizens National Bank of Albion, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, and Sanders Family Chiropractic for sponsoring this broadcast.
3:20 to go, second quarter. Lady Indians off the timeout with the ball, trailing by 8, 19-11. Steve Anderson and Brett Hartman here from KZ. Here is Dining down the lane into traffic, and now a held ball as three Lady Eagles converged on her in the lane. Possession arrow in favor of the Lady Indians, so we'll stay at the Lady Indian end. 3:09 to go here in this second quarter play.
And that'll bring in Sydney Williams off of the bench for the Indians. She's replacing Jade Seitzinger.
But the Indians looking to inbound. They do to Farrell, left side of the basket. Her shot too hard, out of bounds. It'll be Lady Indian basketball. Lady Indian ball underneath their own hoop. Tad Schick shouts out play number three to Jaylee Akers. She triggers it in underneath the Lady Indian hoop. Out front now to Higginbotham. Right side to Farrell. Her shot partially blocked. And the ball tapped around. Williams with it. Now Akers in the lane. Free throw line jumper up and in. Jaylee Akers with the basket.
Mid-range jumper there from Jaylee Akers.
19-13, a six-point lead. Ball knocked away. Stolen away. Two-on-one break. Feed to Higginbotham. Lays it up and in.
There we go. Momentum train.
Nicely done there by the Lady Indians on that two-on-one break. And it's 19-15, down to a four-point lead across the timeline. Abby Stone, right side on the wing to Jansen, goes to the baseline, call for a charge. Bailey Dining stood right in there and took the charge. And the Lady Indians, with the better of the play here over the last couple of minutes, have cut the lead down to four with 2:30 to go here in the second quarter. Another substitution for Newton as Harris is back into the game. Akers throws long to midcourt to Farrell in the middle, and the ball's out of bounds. Cross-court pass way off the mark by Charlie Farrell. So Newton with the ball, 2:27 to go here in the second quarter, 19-15 Lady Eagles. They did have a double-digit lead one time in this first half, but that's dissipated down to four. Going across the timeline, dribbling through Lady Indian players, Allison Harris. Feeds it cross court on the left baseline to Bierman. Now back out front to Harris again. Harris, top of the key to Stone. Stone on the dribble on the left wing. 2:03 to go here in the second quarter. Harris at the top of the key. Off to Stone. Stone double team. Feeds it in the middle to Carr. Her jumper off the mark. Rebounded by Dining of the Lady Indians. Long down court pass to Akers, too far. Led her too far out of bounds.
They have not connected on one long cross court or just a long pass at all tonight, Steve. 10 turnovers already for the Indians.
19-15, they trail. 1:44 to go. There's Lady Indians in some trapping pressure, zone trapping, half court. Across the timeline on the dribble, Abby Stone feeds it now right side to Carr. Carr in the middle, the ball intercepted by Dining. And now feeds it to Higginbotham. Caitlin left side, heads to the hole, and her shot is up, no good, but she was fouled by Claire Carr. Should be a shooting foul for Caitlin Higginbotham. Indeed, she does go to the line for Lady Indian free throws with 1:27 to go here in the second quarter in a four-point Lady Eagle lead, 19-15. Caitlin Higginbotham at the line. Free throw on its way and good. 3 points now for Caitlin on the evening. Seitzinger in and Akers out for the Lady Indians. One more free throw for Higginbotham. Chance to get the Lady Indians within two. And she does. 19-17. 1:25 to go. It was 15-6 after one quarter. The Lady Indians have played better in this second quarter. Jumper right side off the mark by the Lady Eagles. But they get the rebound and bring it back out on the left wing to Bierman. Top of the key now to Harris, right side on the wing. Now on the right baseline, shot up by Renee Russell. No good, but she was fouled and will head to the line for Lady Eagle free throws. Good ball movement against that zone by the Lady Eagles, finally finding Renee Russell on the baseline. That little seam in that zone, but she'll have to earn them at the free throw line. First one is on its way and no good off the back iron.
And Renee Russell's been able to come off the bench for the Eagles and make an impact. She got 4 points so far, handful of rebounds already.
Jaylee Akers back in for a Seitzinger after a brief break there. With a minute five to go, second quarter. Free throw on its way, no good. Rebounded by Williams of the Lady Indians. Across the timeline, Caitlin Higginbotham, Bailey Dining, left side on the wing to Akers. Jaylee looks to the sideline to Tad Chick with 54 seconds to go. She's dribbling top of the key down the lane. Floater is off the mark, no good from about 8 feet. Rebounded by Bierman. Bierman across the timeline, left side on the left wing. They feed it down low on the left baseline to Carr. Shot, no good. Battle for the rebound, out of bounds. It'll be Lady Eagle basketball underneath their own hoop. 38 and a half seconds to go, second quarter. And it comes to Carr, shot up and in, and a foul. And a chance at a three-point play. Lob play into Carr, and she was able to score. And a chance at a three-point play. A big hoop there for the Lady Eagles, who were on the ropes there for a little bit. Big basket by the 5'11 Carr. And she completes the three-point play. 21-17, Lady Indians quickly up floor with 30 seconds to go. Top of the key, Williams left side. Farrell, long three, is off the mark. And the ball hit the top of the backboard. It'll be Lady Eagle basketball with 25.8 seconds to go here in the second quarter and a five-point Lady Eagle lead. Seitzinger in and Akers out for the Lady Indians. Tad Schick keeping Akers off the floor on the defensive end. She's got two fouls. Across the timeline is Allison Harris. Harris left alone out there. Now feeds it right side to Bierman. 11 seconds to go. Newton going to hold for a final shot here. Ball tipped away to Harris. Now Bierman, top of the key. Three-pointer on the way. Got it. Bierman, a three ball. Her first three of the night. Second Newton three. And time expires here in the second quarter of play. On the People's State Bank scoreboard here at halftime of this LIC Girls Consolation Bracket semifinal, it's the Newton Lady Eagles 25, Lawrenceville Lady Indians 17. Back with the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report in 3 minutes. You're listening to Lady Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Sip It Beverages and Bites, located along James Street in Lawrenceville, Illinois, has added hot beverages and gourmet coffees to its array of beverages. Now you can enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americano, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas on the go. Flavor add-ins are available for any beverage on the Sip It menu. Enjoy the comfort of your toasty warm vehicle on a cold winter day and place your drive-thru order at Sip It Beverages and Bites, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
Wabash General Hospital has an off-site for orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Patients are seen at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital location every Friday and every other Monday from 8 to 4. Dr. Julko Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Julia Corwin, PAC, and Jenna Kentner, NP. Wabash General Hospital in Mount Carmel is proud to help serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Call Wabash General Hospital at 618-707-4360.
Neal Tire and Auto Service in Lawrenceville brings you this tip on how to get the longest life out of your tires. Simply follow these three steps: inflate, rotate, and evaluate. This will save you money in the long run. Neal Tire's expert technicians can balance and rotate your current tires. And when it's time for a new set of tires, Neal Tire also sells and installs tires from the nation's top manufacturers. Call Neal Tire today and schedule an appointment, or stop by 1300 Adams Street in Lawrenceville and allow their local team to take care of your vehicle.
Shopping for new shingles is the perfect opportunity to increase your home's curb appeal. Your roof can make up more than half of your home's exterior, so it should complement your home's style, color scheme, and above all else, help protect you and your family against weather elements. At Leggett Lumber and Hardware, we are proud to offer Owens Corning shingles, including True Definition Duration Series shingles with SureNail technology. So if you're in the market for a new roof, stop by Leggett Lumber and Hardware and ask about the many features and color options of Owens Corning True Definition Duration Series shingles. We'll help you find the perfect shingle to complement your home.
Wabash Valley Service Company is your local energy supplier. We offer all of your fuel and lubricant needs. Our premium Diesel X Gold is the industry leader. It provides a second to none additive package to make your engine run at peak performance. Are you getting that from your current fuel? Our Fast Stop south of the tracks accepts credit cards, and we also offer commercial charge accounts. Don't forget about FS Propane. Safe, reliable, and efficient. Give us a call at 943-3208.
Turn over a new leaf for your benefit. Join your friends at New Leaf Fitness and Spa in Lawrenceville. We are happy to announce that the Mandarin Massage and Wellness Center is now taking appointments. The Mandarin is hosted by the best massage therapists in the area, with a full menu of therapeutic massage treatments and spa services. The Mandarin pulls out all the stops for complete body and mind harmony. Check us out online and like us on Facebook. New Leaf Fitness and Spa, Lawrenceville, Illinois.
Back here at Casey, Steve Anderson along with Brett Hartman. Time now for the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report here at half of this consolation bracket semifinal. It is the Newton Lady Eagles 25, Lawrenceville Lady Indians 17. Lady Indians trailed 15-6 after the first quarter play. Trailed by 8 here, 25-17 at the half. After in that first quarter, I thought the Lady Indians might get blown out, Brett, but to their credit, played much better in the second quarter play and had the lead down to 8. A little flurry there by Newton near the end of the quarter, and that big three-point play by Carr. But otherwise, Lady Indians have worked themselves back into this game.
And they did that with some strong defense. They were able to commit the Eagles to turn the ball over 7 times. Now, the Indians do have 10 turnovers on themselves. The cross-court passes that they've been attempting tonight have not worked out. I'm pretty sure all of them have ended up in turnovers or just the ball thrown away. Let's kind of go over some of the scoring. We'll start with the Eagles tonight. Brooke Jansen has 2 points. Allison Harris has 5. Abby Froning with 2 of her own. Claire Carr, who you mentioned a second ago, she has 9 points. She's our game-leading scorer at this time. Allison Russell, she has 3 points. Eliza Bierman with 3. And Renee Russell rounds out the scoring for the Eagles with 4 points. For the Lady Indians, Jaylee Akers has 6, and she has the team high. Bailey Dining has 2 points. Charlie Farrell finally got off the snide. 5 points there in the first half. And Caitlin Higginbotham, who got the start tonight, has 4 points for the Indians, Steve.
All right. Again, the Lady Indians playing Newton here, the second semifinal, as Casey against Robinson. And the two winners tonight meet at 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon for the Consolation Championship. Last night, in case you may have missed it, in the championship semifinals, top-seeded Alney defeated Flora 43-39, and second-seeded Paris, who knocked off the Lady Indians in the opening quarterfinals on Saturday. Paris beat Marshall 57-44, so the tournament is staying true to form. The top two seeds will meet for the championship, Alney and Paris, 8 o'clock tomorrow night, and it'll be Flora against Marshall for third place at 6:30, again following the consolation championship at 5, pitting the winners of the Lady Indian Newton game against the Casey Robinson winner. Both ball clubs back out on the floor, ready for the second half of action. This has been the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Halftime Report. Here at halftime, our score on the People's State Bank scoreboard, Newton 25, Lawrenceville 17. We're back with the second half in 4 minutes. You're listening to Lady Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Casey State Bank is a proud supporter of our area basketball teams. Preparation, teamwork, and community spirit are how you define a great basketball team. At Casey State Bank, they practice those same principles. Their dedicated and skilled staff has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business financial solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community, your bank. Happy holidays from everyone at Casey State Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
I am Valerie Burns, MD. I am one of the primary care providers at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. I am board certified in family medicine. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital is a facility that is staffed by many of the physicians whom you have grown up with and who know the ins and outs of your care. These are patients that many of our providers have seen for many years, go to church with, see at ball games, attend their children's functions, and who also see at our long-term care facilities. We provide the best care for our local residents by getting to see them regularly, knowing the ins and outs of their care, knowing them as people. After you get out, we follow patients both outside the home and in our local rehab and nursing facilities as well to provide the best outcomes after hospitalization. Certain surrounding facilities use a hospitalist program where you may see a different hospitalist every day. It doesn't provide the same level of familiarity or continuity of care as seeing the same doctor on a daily basis.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your local hospital caring for local people.
Are you the one that's always prepared, always thinking ahead? Then you're probably the one who's done your homework and compared Citizens National Bank of Albion's zero to low fees to the other banks. There's a reason we're one of the fastest growing financial institutions in the area. We take a no fluff, no nonsense approach to banking. Come in and talk to one of our customer service professionals and go over your banking products and services and compare fees. You'll be glad you did.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Make plans for Sid's Place in Lawrenceville this Wednesday or Friday evening for their signature shredded beef tacos. Gather with the gang from work, the family, or invite someone new and introduce them to Sid's Tacos. Sid's begins serving their legendary tacos at 5 p.m. Central, but they're only available on Wednesdays and Fridays. And they're a deal, too, at only $3.75 each. Reserve a table in advance if you're bringing a group. You can also call ahead for to-go orders and use Sid's convenient pickup window. Sid's Place, 1802 11th Street in Lawrenceville, Illinois.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work in school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
Great. I lost my debit card.
Just block it until you find it.
How do you do that?
With Shazam Bolts from People's State Bank. I block and unblock my card so no one else can use it. And I get alerts when my card is used for certain amounts or purchases.
That sounds awesome. What's it called?
Shazam Bolts at People's State Bank. And it's free. Plus, when I go out of town, I use it to find ATMs if I need cash.
I'm getting Shazam Bolts right now.
Visit psbnewton.com for more details to keep your funds protected with Shazam Bolts. People's State Bank, your community bank.
As we start second half action here from KZ Westfield, I want to thank WTHI-TV and Lawrence County Health Department for bringing you this broadcast.
Newton inbounding, ball tipped out of bounds by Abby Higginbotham. Lady Indians trailing 25-17. Glad you're with us for Lady Indian basketball on Light 103. Brett Hartman and Steve Anderson. Here is a drive down the lane and a shot up, blocked away. Carr's shot was blocked. Now shot up and in by Claire Carr. She got the ball back.
Bailey Dining with two blocks on the night.
Claire Carr has the ball knocking away from Maisie Oregon. And now another knock out of bounds, this time by Brooke Jansen. Maisie Oregon having trouble getting the ball up floor.
Easy solution. When you have a tall defender on you, you don't throw the ball up. You put it on the ground.
And it comes to Dining. Long down court heave to Charlie Farrell on the left side of the lane. To the left wing. Now right side on the wing to Dining. Baseline drive by Higginbotham. Loses the handle. Out of bounds. Turnover on the Lady Indians.
How about the shoulder she took there, Steve? Caitlin Higginbotham ran into a big defender there for the Eagles. And she just gave her a nice shoulder to the chest.
Brooke Jansen, top of the key now to Allison Harris for Newton. They feed it down low underneath, and a shot up and in by Taylor Smith. Taylor Smith at the basket, her first points of the night, and it's 29-17. All of a sudden, back up to a 12-point lead. Now the pressure coming up with a steal is Abby Froning. Down low, a shot up and in by Brooke Jansen. Jansen with a basket and a timeout wanted by Tad Schick. Going to be a full timeout, 1 minute break on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Newton 31, Lawrenceville 17. You're listening to Lawrenceville Lady Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, your locally owned and operated pharmacy, has been caring for Lawrence County residents for more than 30 years. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is the oldest continually operated pharmacy in our area. We're committed to providing the service and care that you can only find from a locally owned community pharmacy. I'm pharmacist Ernie Rolls at Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. See us today in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville invites you to experience for yourself why so many Sanders chiropractic patients feel dramatically better after only one visit. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Sanders. We are dedicated to helping you and your family members alleviate their aches and pains that life brings. After making our recommendations, we leave you in control of your health and allow you to choose how much care you receive. We're Sanders Family Chiropractic, your local family chiropractors, here for you, located on Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Back at Casey Westfield, this game is brought to you by Sidibit and Sweet Tees, your one-stop promotional stop for all your school spirit apparel, and Low Boil.
Lady Indians break the pressure and get it down low. It's ball's kicked by Lady Eagle. It'll be Lady Indian basketball underneath their own hoop. 6:27 to go here in the third quarter, 31-17. Higginbotham inbounding, but it's intercepted. Intercepted by Abby Froning on the bad pass. Across the timeline comes Allison Harris for the Lady Eagles. Lady Indians in a zone. Here's a long jumper, top of the key, is off the mark, a three ball by Brooke Jansen. Lady Indians with a two-on-one break. Dining off to Akers, lays it up, no good, too hard. Battle for the loose ball, Akers away with it, back out front. Here's a shot off the mark, this time by the Lady Indians, Caitlin Higginbotham, but the Lady Indians have the loose ball. Farrell backs it out. Left side on the wing to Higginbotham. Caitlin back out top of the key to Farrell. Farrell dribbles right side of the lane. Now back out front, ball tipped away, and run down by Froning, who lays it up and in. Froning with the basket.
Great play there by Abby Froning to intercept the pass and take it all the way.
33-17. And a reach-in foul charged on the Lady Eagles. Out front, Claire Carr.
Now that'll be Claire Carr's third foul. She represents the size inside for the Eagles, and she's also got 11 points.
33-17, a 14-point lead for the Lady Eagles. Trying to make their way to the consolation championship game tomorrow. Dining feeding it now to Farrell. Left side blocked away and out of bounds by Froning.
And if there were rows over there, she would have thrown that into the fifth row, Steve. That was a great block by Abby Froning. She's working hard tonight.
But Lady Eagles is going to get a sure two there, but Froning came out and handed out the leather sandwich. 33-17, Lady Indians inbound. Higginbotham back out front to Dining. Bailey against the man-to-man. Now to Farrell, left side on the wing to Akers. Looks to the middle, nothing happening there. Back top of the key to Dining on the right wing. Dining dribbling, cut off. Down the lane, has the ball knocked away out of bounds. actually off of Bailey as she fell trying to maintain her footing. And out of bounds, turnover on the Lady Indians. 5:06 to go, third quarter, 33-17 Newton. On the left wing is Brooke Jansen. They're feeding it underneath the car, but it's intercepted by Dining. Now the ball knocked away and recovered by Newton. There's Allison Harris, thought about a long three-pointer. Now down on the baseline, shot blocked away by Dining, and she comes away with a loose ball. She blocked the shot of Taylor Smith. Now Dining on the right side dribble. Feeds it now to Seitzinger at the high post. Left corner to Akers. Three-pointer on the way by Jaylee is good.
Jaylee Akers for three from the corner.
Second three-pointer by the Lady Indians on the night. Now they trail 33-20. 4:25 to go, third quarter of play. Here in Casey at the LIC Girls Tournament. In the right corner is Abby Stone. Stone feeds it in the middle. Now down low, a shot up and no good by Taylor Smith, but she was fouled and will go to the line for Lady Eagle free throws with 4:14 to go here in the third quarter.
That'll be Jade Seitzinger's second foul. When Bailey Dining's at home having dinner with her folks tonight, she's going to talk about the game she had three blocks.
Free throw up and in by Smith. 3 points for her on the evening. And it's 34-20, a 14-point Lady Eagle lead. Free throw up and in by Smith. 35-20. Pressure put on by the Lady Eagles, which has been effective for them. Charlie Farrell on the left baseline is hacked and fouled on her way to the basket. So the Lady Indians will inbound underneath their own hoop. 4:07 to go, third quarter. Here comes Renee Russell in off the bench. She played very well in the first half off the bench for Brad Harris's ball club. Jelly Akers triggering it in, looking into Williams. Now back out front to Higginbotham between the circles. Right side to Akers on the wing. Dribbles to the top of the key. Releases it off right side to Dining. Now to Williams at the high post. Dining three-pointer, top of the key is good. Bailey Dining, her first three of the night. And it's 35-23, a 12-point lead. Trapping pressure, zone trapping pressure by the Lady Indians. Back between the circles now is Allison Harris. Defeated in the lane, and it's intercepted. Intercepted by Charlie Farrell, bringing it across the timeline herself. Right side to Dining on the wing. Bailey loses the dribble, but gets it back. Now back out front to Farrell between the circles. 3:25 to go. Third quarter, 35-23. Long jumper by Akers. Left side off the mark, no good. A three ball rebounded by Froning. Long outlet pass to Harris, left side. And there's a reach-in foul charged, I think, on Sydney Williams of the Lady Indians. It is on Sydney Williams, the 5'8 freshman. Lady Eagles inbound underneath their own hoop. And it comes in the corner to Froning. Froning back out. Drive down the lane. The ball slapped away by a Lady Indian defender as Brooke Jansen took it down the lane. But good defense there to reach in and knock it away before she could lay it up. They lob underneath to Renussel, and she's fouled and will go to the line for free throws for Newton. Caitlin Higginbotham on the foul there. Nope, I'm sorry. Yeah, it was Caitlin. It was 1-0. Renee Russell, 5'11", sophomore at the line, and her free throw is up and no good. So the score remains 35-23, Newton.
Coach Brad Harris likes that inbounds player. He'll lob it up to his one of his taller players there, and they just put it up.
Free throw no good. Rebounded by Williams. And the ball tipped out of bounds by a Lady Eagle defender. It'll be Lady Indian basketball. They'll have to go three quarters court. 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. 35-23 Newton. And it comes to Williams down the lane. She comes, lays it up, no good. And a foul charged on the Lady Eagles. Chow on Renee Russell. Nice drive there by Sydney Williams. She'll have to earn them at the free throw line. 2:57 to go, third quarter. 35-23 Newton. Free throw on its way and no good. Never understood why you get congratulated when you miss a free throw.
I think it's a morale thing. Just, yeah. Hey, we're here for you, buddy.
Yeah. Second free throw is good by Williams.
And because of all that morale, she was able to knock down the second one, Steve.
All right. You say so. 35-24, 2:50 to go. Ball taken away. Jaylee Akers on the drive, right side to Dining. Bailey cross court now to Higginbotham. Caitlin slows things up as the Lady Indians go into an offensive set. Akers working one-on-one, right side, down the lane. Shot up, no good, off the back iron, and rebounded by the Lady Eagles, Abby Froning. Down floor quickly is Brooke Jansen. Jansen has the ball knocked away and a reach-in foul charged on the Lady Indians.
Thought she got away with a walk there, but they called the foul.
Allison Harris will inbound in the corner, left side to Jansen. Now Harris, a three ball from the corner, is in. A line drive three by Allison Harris. Her second three of the night, and it's 38-24. Long down court heave to Farrell on the left wing. Leaves it off now for Higginbotham to the left corner. Now left wing to Farrell again. In the middle now to Williams at the high post. Right side to Dining on the wing. Now to Williams, the free throw line. Throws it up there, no good. And the rebound is brought down by Newton's Abby Stone. 1:54 to go, third quarter. 38-24. Newton, 14-point lead for the Lady Eagles. Here's a long jumper. Top of the key is good. A three ball by Allison Harris. Harris, another three for her. She's got three of them here tonight. Now the ball knocked out of bounds. And it'll be Lady Eagle basketball. A turnover on the Lady Indians. The Indians starting to fall further and further behind here. 41-24, they trail now. A minute 30 to go, third quarter. Top of the key, another long three is in and out. No good by Harris. And we have a held ball on the rebound. Tie up and the possession arrow in favor of the Lady Indians. As Bailey Dining tying up Abby Stone. Again, pressure on the inbound. Higginbotham gets it into Dining. Now stolen away. And a shot up and no good by Brooke Jansen. As she stole the ball away and was fouled and will go to the line for free throws. That trapping pressure really has hurt the Lady Indians all night long.
They've had a hard time inbounding the basketball tonight, Steven. It's caused a lot of their turnovers. They're sitting on 16 turnovers unofficially.
41-24, they trail. Free throw on its way. A high arcer off the back iron by Brooke Kent, the 5'11 sophomore for Newton.
Talk about a high arc. So go ahead.
Yeah, I got a timeout on the floor. Timeout, 1:20 to go here in the third quarter. 41-24 on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Newton on top. This is Lady Indian basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Here at Casey, the Indians trail the Eagles 24-41. This game's brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, our local hospital caring for our local people, and Casey State Bank, your community bank.
Free throw no good by Brooke Jansen, rebounded by Sydney Williams of the Lady Indians. The Indians trailing 41-24, a minute 13 to go here in the third quarter of play at the LIC Girls Basketball Tournament Consolation Bracket Semifinals. Jaylee Akers right wing, top of the key to Dining, now in the middle to Williams. Williams dribbling down the lane, loses the ball, and the Lady Eagles come up with a loose ball. 55 seconds to go. Now they can hope for a final shot if they so desire. Leading 41-24, down the lane, the ball knocked away, recovered by Higginbotham, the Lady Indians stealing it away from Allison Harris. Now to Bailey Dining on the right wing, in the middle to Williams, left side to Farrell. Farrell goes to the baseline. And she was bumped and fouled on her way to the basket. And the Lady Indians will have to inbound underneath their own hoop. 37.4 seconds to go, third quarter. Seitzinger in and Oregon in. Williams out and Farrell out for The Lady Indians have head coach Tad Schick. Jaylee Akers inbounding. Back out front between the circles to Higginbotham. Left side to Akers on the dribble. Now back top of the key to Higginbotham. 30 seconds to go, third quarter, 41-24, Newton. Hazy Oregon feeding it to the high post to Seitzinger. Turns, looks for a cutting Higginbotham. Now off to Akers, left side jumper, no good. Akers battling for the rebound, has it slapped away. Held ball down low. Possession arrow in favor of Newton. 16.4 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Newton bringing it across the timeline. Here is Renee Russell on the right side dribble. Throws it up there off glass. No good. Rebounded by Higginbotham. 5 seconds to go. Akers across the timeline. In the lane. Lays it up and in. But she's called for a travel as the third quarter comes to a close. On the People's State Bank scoreboard after three here at the LIC Girls Basketball Tournament, it's Newton 41, Lawrenceville 24. This is Lady Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Are you thinking about a career change? Do you love to travel? Join the team at Best Way Express. Best Way is now enrolling students into their driving school. Best Way Express will pay you to attend their driving school and guarantee you a full-time job afterwards. Call 833-BESTWAY for more information. Best Way Express has been transporting America's future since 1981. Call 833-BESTWAY and join the most well-respected trucking company in the area. Let Best Way Express hand you the keys to success by handing you the keys to a truck. Call 833-BESTWAY or go to bestwayexpress.com today.
You're in touch with Light 103, WAKO-FM, Lawrenceville, Vincennes, a DLC media radio station.
Sip It Beverages and Bites, located along James Street in Lawrenceville, Illinois, has added hot beverages and gourmet coffees to its array of beverages. Now you can enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americano, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas on the go. Flavor add-ins are available for any beverage on the Sip It menu. Enjoy the comfort of your toasty warm vehicle on a cold winter day and place your drive-through order at Sip It Beverages and Bites, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
This game is brought to you in part by Sid's Place, legendary shredded beef tacos on Wednesdays and Friday nights, Wabash General Hospital, and Neal Tire and Auto Services.
Lady Indians with the ball to begin the fourth quarter of play, trailing 41-24. Work to do here if they want to remain alive in this tournament. Jaylee Akers down the lane, up and in from the right side. Akers with the basket, 41-26. Need stops and hoops. If you're a Lady Indians fan here with 7:38 to go in this game, trailing 41-26. Out front, Abby Froning. Right, left side, I should say, to Abby Stone. Now underneath, there's a shot missed by Jansen. Lady Indians with the loose ball rebound. Dining on the right side, dribbles to the middle. Now back out to Oregon. Now to Dining at the top of the key. Left side to Akers on the wing. 7:15 to go in the game. Now between the circles to Dining. Left side to Higginbotham. Against this man-to-man. Looks for a screen from Seitzinger. Right side to go to Akers. Looks to dribble to the middle. Feeds it down low underneath to Oregon. Lays it up. Missed it. And the rebound brought down by Froning. A good shot there. An opportunity, but miss of a layup by the Lady Indians.
Great entry pass there by Jaylee Akers.
Left side on the wing. Here is Eliza Bierman. Bierman ball hawked out there by Akers. Top of the key to Stone. Now right side to Froning. Froning going to the baseline. Underneath the basket. Now turns, shoots, and scores. Went all the way under the basket, turns, shoots, and scores. Froning with the basket, 43-26. Newton on top here. Left side pass to Oregon to the baseline. Now feeds it in the middle to Seitzinger. Left side of the lane, now back to Oregon, left side. Dribbles to the free throw line, back out to Dining. Right side to Akers on the wing, dribbles to the middle. Throws it up there from about 12 off the mark, but she was bumped and fouled. And we'll go to the line for free throws. Clock stops, 6:11 to go in the game, 43-26. Lady Indians down by 17 points. Free throw off the mark by Akers.
Well, Barrel, per your call there, Steve. No congratulations on the miss.
Take your time.
Barrel into the game off the bench for the Lady Indians after getting a blow there. Ready for the stretch. Run here. Okay, the Akers missed that first free throw. She'll have another. Second one is no good as well. And rebounded by Froning of Newton. Leaves it now for Harris. Back to Froning. Across the timeline. 6 minutes to go in the game. 43-26 Newton. On the right wing, Harris underneath. Shot up and in. Up and in by Froning. Froning with the basket. That's eight for her now. Abby Froning. And it's 45-26, a 19-point lead. 5:44 to go in the game. Jaylee Akers on the left side on the wing. Back to Farrell. Long three by Charlie. Off the back iron and the long rebound. Out to Claire Clark. And Jaylee Akers trying to reach in and knock it away. Called for the personal foul. So the Lady Eagles will inbound. 5:36 to go in the game, 45-26. These two teams met in Newton earlier. It was just a four-point game. But more lopsided here tonight in favor of the Lady Eagles. On the left wing, Taylor Smith, and she turns it over. So Lady Indians force a turnover. Substitute in, Maisie Organ replacing Jade Seitzinger for the Lady Indians, trying to avoid their 13th loss of the year. Trying to avoid their second loss in this tournament and remain alive for the Consolation Championship tomorrow. They feed down low. The ball is intercepted. Intercepted by the Lady Eagles. And down the other lane is Claire Clark. She's fouled driving down the lane. Threw it out front to her. She ran the ball down and was caught from behind but fouled. And Claire Clark, the 5'11 sophomore, goes to the line to try to increase the Lady Eagle lead. Free throw on its way and good. ...46-26, a 20-point lead. Free throw on its way, good. By Carr. Claire Carr, 47-26, 5 minutes to go in the game. Time slipping away from the Lady Indians. Ball knocked away out front, but Akers tips it to Dining. Now in the middle to Organ. Feeds it on the right baseline to Higginbotham. Back out to Akers. Three-pointer on the way by Jaylee. Off the mark. Ball run down in the right corner by the Lady Eagles. And they go on the attack. Slowing it down now with 4:40 to go in the game. The clock is the friend of the Lady Eagles as they lead big, 47-26. Baseline, there's a foul charged against Higginbotham trying to intercept against Abby Froning. And she'll go to the line, Will Froning, for Lady Eagle free throws. 4:34 to go in the game. Lady Indians, an uphill battle here with not much time left in the game. Free throw up and in by Froning. Nine for her. Another substitution in here. Josie Grunlow, first time we've seen her in the game for the Lady Eagles. The free throw on its way, good.
Abby Froning having a good game tonight. One of the senior leaders for this Eagles ball club.
49-26, 4:30 to go in the game. Higginbotham right wing on the dribble. Cut off there, now back out front to Farrell. Left side on the wing to Dining. Bailey on the dribble, backs it out against the man-to-man. Top of the key to Organ, right side on the wing to Higginbotham. And we have foul charged against Newton. Lady Indians will inbound underneath their own hoop. 4:15 to go in the game. 49-26, Newton. Maisie Organ gets it in now, but she throws it away. Had Dining open, but errant pass intercepted there by Josie Grunlow. Now back out front with 4 minutes to go in the game, and the Newton Lady Eagles spread the floor. They don't have to be in any hurry here to do anything. They have this big lead at 49-26 and make the Lady Indians chase, and that's what they're doing right now. And we have a foul charged on the Lady Indians, Bailey Dining. 49-26. And a timeout wanted by Brad Harris. Going to be a 30-second break. 3:54 to go in the game on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Newton 49, Lawrenceville 26. This is Lady Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
Back here at Casey Westfield with 3:54 left to go in this game. I want to thank Cunningham Young Funeral Home and Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport.
The Indians trailing big here. Free throw is no good by the Lady Eagles. That was Abby Froning who missed that free throw out of bounds. Ball last touched by the Lady Indians. It'll be Lady Eagle basketball in front of their bench and Brad Harris. Another substitute in the game, Allison Russell for Newton. And Tad Schick has thrown in the towel here, and he's got four fresh players in there with 3:52 to go in the game and a 49-26 lead.
Let's see, we've got Chaley Schick, Sydney Williams, Tabitha Reed. Who else we got in there? Jake Seitzinger. And Alyssa Garza in for the game.
And Alexia Petty also out there.
I might have miscalled one there.
And it comes out front. Eliza Bierman. And off to Josie Grunlow. Grunlow, left side on the wing. To Whitney Zumbalen. She's a freshman into the game for Newton. Again, substitutes in here now with the game decided. 49-26 in favor of the Lady Eagles, and a bumping foul charged on the Lady Indians with 3:30 to go in the game. And to the line will go Allison Russell for the Lady Eagles. Two Russells, Renee and also Allison for Newton. This is Allison at the line now. And she hit both free throws.
And Allison is the shorter and the younger of the two.
51-26, 3:25 to go in the game. Lady Indians out front. Shaylee Schick on the baseline. The shot is blocked away. That was Alyssa Garza, the freshman, having it getting knocked away underneath. 51-26, 3:10 to go in the game. They feed down low on the baseline, a shot up and blocked away. That was Josie Grunlow. Alexia Petty across the timeline. Feeds it now between the circles to Shaylee Schick. Back top the key to Seitzinger, loses the handle. Williams in the lane. Her shot is a line drive off the front iron. Held ball and the possession arrow in favor of the Lady Eagles. And they have the ball with a lead of 51-26 and 2:50 to go in the game. Across the timeline, Eliza Bierman still out there for the Lady Eagles. Off to Grunlow, side on the wing to, that's Renee Allison Russell. Ball knocked away from her and out of bounds. Last touch by the Lady Eagles. It'll be Lady Indian basketball right in front of their bench. The Lady Indian bench and head coach Tad Schick. 2:26 to go in the game. All that remains really to be determined is the final score. It's 51-26 right now. And it comes to Schick on the dribble, right side to the right corner. Now back out on the right wing to Williams. Williams down the lane. Shot up, no good, but she was fouled and will go to the line for free throws with 2:18 to go in the contest. At the line, Sydney Williams, the freshman, 5'8 freshman for the Lady Indians. Her free throw is on its way and rolls off, no good. Score remains 51-26. Another free throw on its way. This one good by Williams. 51-27, 2:14 to go in the game. Top of the key is Grunlow. Guarded up there by Petty in the man-to-man. They feed it down low to Russell. She has the ball taken away by Williams. Sydney Williams in there with an aggressive steal. Now across the timeline is Garza. Right side to Schick. She'll back it out with a minute 53 to go in the game. Williams down the lane, feeds it back to Petty on the wing. Down the lane, Alexia Petty, her shot off the mark, no good. Rebound basket up and in by Garza.
Alyssa Garza on the rebound.
Garza with the basket, her first basket of the night. And it's 51-29, a minute 33 to go in the game. Grunlow, left side in the corner. Long jumper, a line drive, is no good by Bierman. Shot up and no good underneath by Zumbalin, but he needs to come away with a loose ball with a minute 20 to go. 51-29. Long jumper is partially blocked. That was Shaylee Schick that had her shot partially blocked, and Newton with the ball. Grunlow, a two-on-one break, beating it left side, shot up and in by
That's number 34. We don't have a we don't have a name on her.
Mystery woman in the game. We had to have one somewhere along the line.
Absolutely.
53 seconds to go in the game. The ball tipped away from Williams. She recovers and will look for somebody to get it to. Now to Schick. 43 seconds to go. 53-29, baseline drive by Schick. Off balance jumper is off the mark, no good. Grunlow with the rebound. And the Lady Eagles will go on the attack, leading 53-29 with 28 seconds to go in the game. Here's Grunlow out front. Now between the circles to Zumbalin. Back out top of the key. Allison Russell. Newton just going to run out the clock here. 13 seconds to go. 53-29. Here's a shot on the baseline up and in by Allison Russell. Allison Russell with the basket. 2 seconds to go. 55-29. Long shot off the mark by Schick. And the final score here is the Newton Lady Eagles 55 and the Lawrenceville Lady Indians 29. So Newton advances on to the consolation championship. Tomorrow night they'll play either KZ or Robinson, depending on who wins this next contest. 55-29, the final on the People's State Bank scoreboard. We'll be back with the postgame show in 3 minutes. You're listening to Lawrenceville Lady Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
I'm Gene Allen. I'm the clinic practice manager at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic. One thing I think sets apart our clinic is, you know, even though our physicians have their own practice, they're one clinic. So, you know, if you call to get in and, you know, that doctor's out or their schedule's full, then you have the access to get into one of our other providers to get care that day. You know, we try to look at community needs, and one of the needs was our acute care clinic that we added. That gives people access that might work during the day, and that gives them access to health care in the evenings and on the weekends. We've also added a pain clinic, which was a need in our community. So we're looking to grow, and we're looking to get better, and our physicians and providers, mid-levels, they work very, very well with one another. And we try to make it a family atmosphere when we go in there. We want you to be comfortable with your care. We want you to be comfortable with our providers.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your local hospital caring for local people.
Attention truck drivers and their families. Best Way Express is hiring Class A CDL drivers in your area. Best Way Express allows you to make your own schedule. You can run part-time or you can stay out 2 weeks at a time and earn premium pay. Unlike other companies, Best Way Express can actually get you home every weekend. Best Way Express has a free wellness clinic included in their full benefits package. Whether you've been on the road for 10 years or you're looking to get into a driving school, Best Way Express knows it's not the trucks that move freight, it's the people. Call 833-BESTWAY or go online to bestwayexpress.com.
Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville invites you to experience for yourself why so many Sanders chiropractic patients feel dramatically better after only one visit. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Sanders. We are dedicated to helping you and your family members alleviate their aches and pains that life brings. After making our recommendations, we leave you in control of your health and allow you to choose how much care you receive. We're Sanders Family Chiropractic, your local family chiropractors, here for you, located on Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Are you the one that's always prepared, always thinking ahead? Then you're probably the one who's done your homework and compared Citizens National Bank of Albion's zero to low fees to the other banks. There's a reason we're one of the fastest growing financial institutions in the area. We take a no-fluff, no-nonsense approach to banking. Come in and talk to one of our customer service professionals and go over your banking products and services and compare fees. You'll be glad you did.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work in school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
Back here on the postgame show, where the Lawrenceville Lady Indians have lost to the Newton Lady Eagles here in this consolation bracket semifinal, 55-29. Lady Indians trailed 15-6 after one quarter play. Looked like they were going to get blown out in that first quarter play. To their credit, they did cut the lead down to 8 points at the half, 25-17. Then Newton took over and extended the lead, led by 17 after three quarters of play, 41-24, and the final was 55-29. Disappointing night here for the Lady Indians. I know they had high hopes coming in here of getting to the consolation championship game, especially after losing to a very good Paris team. They played this team to a four-point game at Newton, but just too much inconsistent play in the first and the third quarters to try to stay in the game.
If turnovers say it all when it comes to one of these ball games, Steve, the Indians had 23 turnovers, and you're going to be hard-pressed to win a ball game with 23 turnovers. Let's kind of go over some of the scoring. We'll start with the Eagles, as they were the winners on the evening. Brooke Jansen had 4 points, Allison Harris with 11, Abby Froning, that senior leadership, great ball game for her tonight with 10 points. Taylor Smith had 4 points. Claire Carr, game-leading scorer with 13 points. Allison Russell had 4 of her own. Eliza Bierman had 3 points. Renee Russell, the older sister of the two, had 5 points. Abby Stone had 2 points. And the mystery player, whose name we did not get, also with 2 points. Steve, for the Indians tonight, Jaylee Akers, only 9 points. Bailey Dining, 5 points. Charlie Farrell, 5 points. No second-half points from Charlie tonight. Caitlin Higginbotham got the start. She had 4 points. All of those, however, were in the first half. And then Sydney Williams and Alyssa Garza off the bench with 2 points apiece.
All right, Tad Chick making his way up here to our broadcast position. We'll talk to him about this contest. Again, the Lady Indians lose by a score of 55-29. Lady Indians fall to 9-13 on the year. Newton improves to 13-8. And Tad Chick joins us here. And Tad got off to a really bad start, put you behind the eight ball there. But you worked your way back into the game, but then the third quarter fell behind again.
Yeah, Steve, it's very disappointing. We had a pretty decent practice yesterday. We had played Newton earlier in the season, and I thought we'd come up here tonight and it'd be a different game. We did stay out of foul trouble this game, and that's why we really lost the first game against Newton. We were behind the eight ball the whole game then. But the effort, I'm just disappointed in the effort tonight. I don't know if it's the snow days or being sitting at home for the last few days, but I thought we'd come out and show a little more energy, and we were just flat. I don't know what to say.
Made a few too many mistakes, cross-court passes and things like that. You're not going to be able to win if you commit that many turnovers.
You're exactly right. And we've been handling other teams' full-court defenses all year long. That's one thing that we have done well this year. And tonight, I think we had 21 or 24 turnovers. I know it was in the low 20s. And that's unacceptable. I mean, when they started out on the press the first quarter, I could see a lot of open areas. And I was kind of licking my chops on the bench saying, we're going to get layups out of this. We're going to get layups. But then it was just kind of individual error. We had throw lob passes, long passes. They'd go out of bounds. We would not turn and look, and we'd be off balance. So tonight definitely wasn't our best night, and the ball handling was just so weak tonight. I'm just really disappointed because they've been really strong with the ball this year.
So back to work for you in the gym now. I think Alney is the next game up for you.
That's right. And they're leading the conference right now, and they're in the championship game of this conference tournament. So, you know, it'll be a test. But hopefully, you know, win or lose, it doesn't matter. I just want to see a better effort. I want to see us lay it all out on the floor. And you know, if we're behind at the end of the game on the scoreboard and we play hard and show a lot of energy and a lot of effort, I'm fine with that. We're a young club. We are missing two of our top seven players tonight. But, you know, we just need – other kids need to step up and just play a little harder. Like I said, I'm really disappointed in the effort.
All right. Thanks, Tad. We'll see you in the future.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Tad Schick, head coach of the Lady Indians. Again, the Lady Indians lose here to the Newton Lady Eagles, 55-29. Time now to name the Loeb Oil Slick player of the game. Jaylee Akers was the only Lady Indian, I think, in double figures here tonight. We'll give it to her. And the Larry Boeb sub of the game, Sydney Williams, very aggressive off the bench, had a couple of points, but she played well in there for a freshman. So Sydney Williams, the Boeb sub of the game, and Jaylee Akers, the Loeb Oil Slick player of the game. Would you concur?
Absolutely, Steve. Hey, listen, I marched to your drum, my friend.
Okay. All right. Well, wish we had better news for you here. Lady Indians lose here by a score of 55-29. Their next action comes on the 22nd. They'll take on the Alney Lady Tigers, as we mentioned, the top seed in this tournament, and a favorite to perhaps win against a very good Paris Ball Club. Thanks to our producer-engineer back at the Waco studios. That's been Dennis Poland. Thanks to Brett Hartman, my partner, for his good work. And thanks to you, of course, for listening. Again, the Lady Indians lose here in the consolation semifinal of the LIC tournament to the Newton Lady Eagles, 55-29. Steve Anderson saying so long from Casey.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Boeb's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Boeb's can bring you?
Yes, and Boeb's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic Farouk. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Boeb's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Turn over a new leaf for your benefit. Join your friends at New Leaf Fitness and Spa in Lawrenceville. We are happy to announce that the Mandarin Massage and Wellness Center is now taking appointments. The Mandarin is hosted by the best massage therapists in the area with a full menu of therapeutic massage treatments and spa services. The Mandarin pulls out all the stops for complete body and mind harmony. Check us out online and like us on Facebook. New Leaf Fitness and Spa, Lawrenceville, Illinois.
You've been listening to Lawrenceville Indians Basketball, a DLC Media sports presentation. This game was brought to you by Wabash Valley Services, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Wabash General Hospital,
Best Way Express,
People's State Bank, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, WTHI-TV10, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Citizens National Bank of Albion, the Lawrence County Health Department, Sippet and Sweet Tea, Larry Boeb's Pizza, Casey State Bank, and Leggett Lumber.
Lawrenceville Indians basketball all season long on Light 103 WAKO.